show today, we have Sealinger's very own John Ainsworth and Fiscal Hive Samir Salkar talking about their strategic partnership to change the loan participation process for credit unions. Pretty cool stuff, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the gentleman from CU Ledger, Mr. John Ainsworth. John, how are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And we have Fiscal Hive's Samir Salkar. Samir, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And you guys just announced a partnership recently where your partnership is going to change the loan participation process for credit unions. But before we get into that, Samir, can you give us a quick summary on what Fiscal Hive is and what you guys are all about?
Yeah, so Fiscal Hive is an AI ML-based platform for credit union loan participation. So we've been funded by CUNA Mutual Ventures. We've been in business since 2017. And right now we have about 30 credit unions on our platform and a pipeline of about 70 more credit unions.
Oh, wow. Wow, well done, well done. And John, can you give us a quick summary on, I mean, I just kind of introduced the partnership, but how does the partnership work? How are you guys working together to kind of change the loan participation process?
No, sure. Well, first, we're really excited about the partnership. And, you know, the last interview, I had mentioned this term DARQ, D-A-R-Q, which was out of the Accenture FinTech study. And this is a great example to where we're bringing the D for DLT and all the benefits that we've talked about. And Samir is bringing AI to a business problem and enhancing it. So from our standpoint, it's one of those situations where 1 + 1 = 3. And so the beauty is we're attacking it for a very specific problem. So very complementary if you think about what we've done on the authentication identity space, what opportunity is for distributed ledger in terms of more efficient movement of funds in a secure, fast manner. So very complementary.
Indeed. And so what attracted you to Fiscal Hive? How did you find out about them? And then what prompted you guys to kind of connect and partner?
Sure. Well, Samir is well known all over the world as a great and wonderful guy. You know, he just cares. Everybody knows him and loves him. And but Brian Cass out of CMG Ventures actually.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you guys are obviously doing some really neat stuff. Samir and Fiscal Hive is doing some really neat stuff and getting some really good traction. You know, maybe you guys should think about collaboration. And as you well know, this is the perfect space for that. So that started the introduction around Money 2020. And as you see, we've kind of moved fast. And
yes, you have.
All the value and benefit of each other. So that's kind of how we came together.
Yeah, because Money 2020 was basically a month ago. So you guys do move fast.
We're fintechs, Mike. We're fintechs.
I know, right? You have to move fast or else you're going to be left behind.
Very agile.
I understand. Now, Samir, from your perspective, what attracted you towards CU Ledger? What kind of percolated to the surface? Go, hey, let's check out these guys and partner with them.
Yeah, if you look at the loan participation in the credit union world today, it's very manual and paper driven. If you put loans on the blockchain, you know, it gives the loans a lot of authenticity, and we can basically shorten the end-to-end loan participation process and automate it to quite an extent. And that's the attraction for us, right?
Okay.
Once the loan gets on the blockchain, you know, the due diligence is really shorter.
Indeed. And so let's talk about from the credit union perspective now. How is this partnership going to benefit credit union? John, I'll let you go first on this one.
Sure. Well, I think Samir's example is really important in terms of digitizing the process and taking the friction and the time and the pain out.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this sense, if you think about kind of the combination, you know, what we can do with DLT in terms of the identity authentication is important, right? So that I know credit union A is credit union B.
Mm-hmm.
It's making those things that are like immutable. So the fact that we actually made a loan, we know that it can't be actually manipulated or actually compromised. You know, that's a really big piece.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of opportunities even to go further. And we all talk about funds movement and currency and so forth. Data protection and the digitization of data, I think, is what we both see as a really big point. You know, so many people still ask us in credit union land, are you Bitcoin and what are you doing with blockchain? And, you know, we keep pointing back to use cases around the world that are actually successful.
Yeah.
This is one where there's clearly evidence of benefit in all parties.
Indeed. And Samir, so, I mean, from your perspective, how do you guys see it benefiting credit unions? And then even trickling down to the members, actually, to the users, right, the consumers?
Yeah, so let me sort of give you my perspective, right?
Okay.
So there's a lot of credit unions, you know, especially if you look at the smaller credit unions, they are trying to buy loan participations, and the bigger credit unions want to sell, say, $20 million worth of loan pools.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller credit unions only want to buy a couple of million or maybe $5 million worth of loan pools. With the blockchain technology, with digital tokens, now we can have three or four credit unions coming together and buying that $20 million pool in terms of tokens, right? So that, you know, each token will have a specific value, and then, you know, the entire pool can be bought, right? So that gives the little credit unions the same power as the big banks have. You know, the big banks have always had technology for doing loan participations.
Mm-hmm.
Now the credit unions will be on par with the big banks.
Oh, I love
it.
The old adage.
They'll be able to manage their balance sheets very effectively.
Exactly. The old adage of technology leveling the playing field certainly is appropriate for here, right?
Yeah. And you know, Samir's point is so valid, because if you look at how credit unions were doing loan participation, it was really kind of the good old, you know, kind of club situation. Like, oh, I know Mike. Mike's a good guy. You know, I think I want to participate. But outside of that, you really didn't have kind of the trust that, yeah, I could participate. And you know, Samir and I have a lot of fun using a lot of the new tech words, tokenization and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The point is us to have our own railway and us to be able to control the funds movement in a safe, secure, and fast manner is really where there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. And Samir and those guys are bringing a lot of great tech to the table. You know, the beauty is, at the end of the day, anything we bring out of cost in the system, just for credit unions, goes right back to the value of the member, right? So.
Yeah.
It really is taking the future of all technologies and bringing them to today.
And speaking of the future, so what are some goals of the partnership? What are you guys coming? I mean, we're rounding the corner. We're heading out of 2019 and going into 2020. And there's a lot of big things that are happening. What do you guys expect in 2020? And as far as goals for the partnership and for credit unions?
Go for it, Samir.
Samir, you want to go ahead and take this one?
Right. Our first goal here is to make sure that we can get the little credit unions on par and you know, make sure that we can reduce the costs that they have in loan participations using the blockchain technology.
Right.
And make them efficient to manage their own balance sheets through loan participations, whether it's buying loans or selling loans.
Mm-hmm. Got it. John? Your take?
Well, so it's big, right? So in terms of goals and measurement, I mean, you obviously know how many participations are out there. Literally just got off the phone with Charles Elliott, you know, of the Mississippi League. They literally just had a meeting on loan participation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beauty, first, we expected there was going to be some level of technology lifting for the interoperability. Part of the reason why we were so quick to be able to announce the partnership is, in this world of open APIs and it was actually a pretty straightforward assessment. So, you know, where sometimes in the past you had to take 2 years, 4 years to actually get the tech right, we don't anticipate that. So I feel like we'll have an opportunity to come with a commercially deployable solution pretty quick. Mid-2020, I would say post-GAC is probably when you'll see it. As always, we love to do POCs. Samir's got some great candidates pipelines. There's a lot of overlap with our investors and some customers and like minds. So I think that's where we go, but, you know, small scale, big.
Indeed, indeed. And so what are you hearing from credit unions out there when you're talking about this stuff? What's the feedback or what's the reaction when you're telling them about this stuff? Is this, I mean, obviously you're answering pain points out there and making, like you said, the process frictionless, secure, all the great buzzwords that we're hearing. So what are you hearing from credit unions out there in regards to the partnership that you guys bring to the table?
Of course, man.
Samir.
So for us, all of a sudden, as soon as this announcement got, you know, the press, we started getting a lot of credit unions wanting to talk to us.
So oh, really?
That's a win-win for us, right? You know, now the larger credit unions are also trying to, you know, get interested and involved in this partnership. So that's good for us.
Indeed. Indeed. And this seems like this is just the tip of the iceberg, right, John? I mean, because it's going to blossom from here quite a bit, especially next year.
Well, for us, you're seeing an intentional strategy, which is, how do we embed and complement other, you know, use cases in market and very, you know, strong partnerships. For us, it's interesting. The reaction has been really positive, but it's been kind of a surprise. It's kind of like, well, wait a minute, you were doing my CUID. I thought you were an identity company. didn't really quite get how blockchain actually supports and enables the technology. Mm-hmm. What quickly we've gotten is the light bulbs going on. It's like, oh, now I get it. It's an extension. Yeah. It complements. And so it's been very, very positive. But again, you know, instead of trying to compete, our desire would not be to compete with another loan participation solution. Why would we, right?
Right.
Not partner with another, you know, very successful candidate where it's, you know, again, 1 and 1 equals 3. So the reaction's been great.
I'm excited for you guys. And once it gets going in some credit unions and we see it, other credit unions see it in the works and stuff, that's going to be even more exciting. And that looks like that's going to happen in 2020 for sure.
Yeah.
And Mike, as part of this partnership, you know, the entity that's also going to help us in the background is CUNA Mutual, right? Because, you know, they've funded us from a venture perspective. Mm-hmm. They stand behind us and, you know, they will help us succeed as well.
CUNA Mutual Group, the folks that, the straw that stirs the drink around here, it seems like. So
yeah,
they're always in the middle of something, but they're good folks over there. So we're glad that they're helping out. So this is really good stuff for the industry. Great idea. Great stuff. All right, guys, anything else to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom? Samir, any final words here?
Like I said, again, this is a great opportunity for the credit union, you know, CFOs to help manage their balance sheets effectively. So we are excited to, you know, get in front of them and showcase our joint solution.
Indeed. Indeed. John, any final words?
Nope. Again, we're excited about the partnership. Yeah. And it's a great way to start to bring in the close of the year.
No doubt. No doubt. It is good timing indeed. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And yeah, we'll be looking for you guys in 2020 for sure. Keep an eye on you.
Sounds great.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.